Hi, this is Neil Kelly, Orange County's Registrar of Voters, and today is Friday, October the 19th. We are just 18 days away from the general election, and we're going to talk today about surveys. Surveys are a very important part of what we do in the department. I'll take just a few minutes to talk about, or a few seconds. We started our survey program a few years ago to collect data from voters, poll workers, candidates, trainers, and all of this is used to make the operation better. It's continual improvement, and we look at the data on a weekly basis. Some of us look at it on a daily basis and make adjustments as we go. That's the whole point of this survey collection process. And Catherine Chung is with me right now. Catherine.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Catherine is responsible for our survey program for the general election, and she's very busy every day because there's a lot to do in terms of collecting the data. So, Catherine, let's talk just briefly about how the data is collected. You know, what are the options that people have? You know, we have paper surveys, we have phone. Let's talk about that.
So anytime a voter calls into our public phone bank line, they have the option to take a survey after their call and leave any comments or suggestions. Mm-hmm. Also, as volunteers, they have the option to take a survey after they speak with any of our representatives. Mm-hmm. And when they are placed in a polling place, they get a survey at home that night about their experience with the recruiter that they spoke with earlier in the day.
Right.
And after they attend training, they also get a survey the next day asking about their experience during training.
Right.
And we also have paper surveys that go out throughout the election as well, and we collect data on that as well.
Perfect. And so what we do with this is, like I was saying, we incorporate into the operation so that we look at it on a daily basis and make adjustments. And at the end of the election, we produce a report and show all the data that we've collected. We're currently collecting data on 10 areas. And those 10 areas, you touched on a few of them, are very important to the operation and making sure that we're doing the best we can for the citizens. So let's talk about some numbers. So this would have just been yesterday when we were meeting on this as our team planning. And from the public phone bank, what's an example of some numbers out there right now? By the way, real quick, 1 to 5, 5 being best, is where we're asking people to score.
Yes, and okay. 1 being poor. Let's see. So for the public phone bank so far, we've had about 3,000 surveys come mm-hmm. into us. One of the questions is, how would you rate the customer service agent you just spoke with? And for last week, we have a score of 4.89, so mm-hmm. very good.
Yeah. Excellent. That's good. And you know, just so people get an idea of how many people are calling, we're getting about 1,500 to 2,000 calls per day. So we're getting a good response rate off people that are providing the data to us. Now on our poll worker side.
The poll worker side, we've had about 2,400 surveys so far. Mm-hmm. On the same question, how would you rate the customer service agent you spoke with? We have 4.88 as of last week.
And we should also mention they're a little competitive.
Yes, they are. They try to compete with each other to be the best phone bank.
Which is great because they have that competitive spirit and that makes them do even better.
Yes.
So what are some unusual things that you've heard? I want to talk about the messages themselves, but we get feedback from poll workers. Mm-hmm. And what are some of the sort of the big picture things that you're hearing?
Well, I guess from the public phone bank, most people are very happy that they don't have to wait in an automated system.
Right.
They get to talk to someone right away, someone that's friendly, knows what they're talking about, mm-hmm. and they don't have to press any buttons. And I've had so many comments on that. It's great that the Registrar of Voters still does that.
Isn't that amazing that you can call an airline or a bank and all you get are machines, but
yes.
we're sending them right to operators, so
yes.
that's good.
There's no waiting.
Good
it's
to hear.
It's like 2 rings, 1 ring right away.
Yep. Excellent. And then on the poll worker side?
Poll worker side, people are very happy to speak with our agents up there. They're getting placed at the polling places they want to be placed at. Mm-hmm. And they think that this is a smoother election than ever before.
That's good to hear.
All right.
Excellent. Well, Catherine, thank you very much. Keep up the good work. And we are just a few weeks away from the general election. And stay tuned for more podcasts coming soon. Thank you.